Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Major changes may be on the horizon for the Massachusetts Family Shelter System. A group of families sued the state, arguing that the housing process was so difficult it violated their rights. The families and the state have now agreed to settle the class action lawsuit. The Alaska judge to approve the deal today. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel joins us now to explain how it would change the shelter system. Good morning, Gabriella. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning.
Can you tell us how this lawsuit came about?
Sure. So the lawsuit was filed in 2016, and one of the main things families experiencing homelessness were alleging is that even if they were eligible for shelter, it was taking days to get through the application system. I've spoken to parents who had to take their kids back to an abusive situation or go stay in an emergency room simply because it was hard to get into shelter. So the families and their attorneys argued that this violates a unique state law that says many families have a right to shelter. For the past few years, the lawyers on both sides have been hashing out a settlement. And in the meantime, the stakes have been growing because the number of families in the state shelter system has been growing. There are now almost 4,000 families, an increase of 30% from last year. And this is because of both high housing costs and an increase in new immigrants coming to the state.
So this comes at a really crucial time. Can you break down the key elements of the settlement?
Yes. So this settlement is more than 100 pages long, so there are a lot of details. But one of the most significant things is that it will be easier to apply for shelter. Many families will get somewhere to stay while they go through the process. That is, if they show up or call by a certain time of day. Laura Massey from Greater Boston Legal Services is one of the attorneys representing the families.
Then they will give you a safe place to stay at least for that night. We were very, very excited about that guarantee.
Also, the settlement would set up a callback system so families don't have to wait on hold for hours and hours. It would give families longer to produce many of the documents they need. And for the first time, there would be a web portal so families could submit documents online. And there are many other things in this settlement.
Okay, that all sounds like progress. How are advocates for the homeless responding?
I spoke with Kelly Turley, who is the head of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. She's not involved in this particular lawsuit, but she's known the shelter system for decades. She called this settlement a game changer.
It won't, you know, expand access to shelter to unaccompanied youth or adults without children in their household. But for families with children in need of shelter, I think it will make a fundamental difference.
And Rupa, if it's approved by the judge, this settlement will also help families move to a shelter that's closer to their work and school and where they might have more friends and family support. And I should say another part of the settlement will improve accommodations for people with disabilities.
And how would all of this be funded? I know the shelter system is already struggling. Housing officials have warned the state that without more money, they won't be able to place additional families in shelters. So where is this additional money going to come from?
Right. Yes, this would require a lot. It will require more staffing, new systems, changes in data collection. I asked the state that question and they declined to comment because this is ongoing litigation. But Governor Maura Healey has requested a lot more money for this department in her budget to the tune of over $100 million more than was given in last year's budget. And likely part of that is with an eye to implementing the settlement.
The judge still has to approve the settlement, though, right?
That is correct. And we could see that ruling come as early as this afternoon. If we don't, lawyers tell me they expect the judge to move quickly. And then once the settlement is finalized, then the implementation begins. And that will likely take a year or more. And then it's only then that the settlement becomes binding, and that lasts for just 3 years. But the plaintiffs say they hope that once new systems are in place, many of the changes will last long into the future.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thank you so much for this really important reporting.
Thank you.